T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
To you and to all you dads, I hope that you had a spectacular Father's Day. Enjoyed the weekend. Man, there was a lot going on around the area on the weekend. Holy mackerel. Had obviously a lot of good baseball over the weekend. You wish we could have said that about our Milwaukee Brewers, losing a couple. But nevertheless, they get out of there with a win yesterday. Now it's off to San Diego. In the meantime, boy, there was a lot going on. We had our run, our walk on Friday night, which turned out to be fantastic. Almost about 1,700 people, I guess, might be the better guesstimate, more so than anything. It was like 1,700 and some numbers. But had a really good time on Friday night. Stopped down at Stenny's and hung out down there for a while. Played a little shuffleboard, watched some Brewers game. Headed home. Saturday, a terrific ride. Former Governor Walker. He had been on a motorcycle ride. He had an annual motorcycle ride every year. So this was kind of his final ride. And he was gracious enough to say that the benefactor of this year's charity ride would be the Fisher House, Wisconsin. So as a board member, I was on that ride and accepted a check for over $8,000, which was nice. They raised that kind of funds. Had some fun Saturday night and hung out for a while at the house. And then yesterday I went to see my father-in-law and enjoyed some time down in Maquanago, doing a little fishing and hanging out. So, and, you know, obviously watching the Brewers game and watching the U.S. Open all weekend and a lot of good stuff, really good stuff. So the one thing, I guess, if you want to say there was a disappointment over the weekend, that might have been the fact that the Brewers went into San Francisco and after getting that win in Houston and promptly dropped 2 out of 3. They are a game ahead of the Chicago Cubs, but the Cubs, as we kind of figured, they took a little bit of a beating, losing 3 out of 4 to the Dodgers, and the Brewers had a golden opportunity to make some hay there and kind of let it go by the wayside. But you're still in the lead after Father's Day. As we sit here on the 17th of June, the Brewers are up by a game over the Cubs. Cubs 39-32. Brewers are 40-31. They are 9 games over 500 at this point. Plus 12 in the run differential column. So, hey, at this point in time, you'll take it. And I guess the good news coming out of yesterday was the fact that you started to see, well, over the series, really, but you started to see Jesus Aguilar start to hit the ball. Travis Shaw with more than a few line drives. As a matter of fact, you hear Craig Counsell talk about that yesterday in the post game. So, maybe, just because the Brewers got 5 runs pounding out 12 hits yesterday, but you would have liked to have seen them score a little bit more because they put up ones across the board, one in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth. You would have liked to have seen some of those innings become bigger innings. Matt Albers, he ends up taking the win yesterday. So not a bad day by guys that, you know, have struggled. So Christian Yelich, though, continues on his torrid pace. 2 for 5 yesterday, had an RBI as well, struck out a couple of times. Ryan Braun was 1 for 5. Moustakas, 1 for 4. Yasmani Grandal continues to hit the ball, 2 for 4. Eric Thames was 2 for 4. Travis Shaw was 2 for 3 with a run scored yesterday. His average coming up a little bit. And then, as I had mentioned, Jesus Aguilar over the weekend got his average up over 200. I'm, you know, that's not saying much, but the fact that he's been mired in the 170s to 190s, getting it up over 200, going 1 for 1 in a pinch hit roll yesterday, big time. Nice. So you take it. You know, Eric Thames pounding one out of there yesterday. Jesus Aguilar hitting his 5th of the season in the 6th inning off of Holland. So it's good to see some of those guys start to maybe heat up a little bit. And now we wait and see what happens down in San Diego. How about San Diego? San Diego in Colorado broke like the run scoring record, just pounding out all kinds of runs, just mad runs. They shattered the Major League Baseball record for runs in a four-game series. The Rockies and the Padres put up a combined 92 runs. 92. It's a record that had stood for almost 100 years between the Phillies and the Brooklyn Dodgers. They scored 88 runs back in May of 1929. The teams reached double digits five times, and the lowest score for either team in any game was six. So, I mean, it wasn't a great weekend for the pitching staff, but man, oh man, what a scoring, what a scoring run they had over the weekend. So anyway, that's kind of a wrap up of the week. How was your Father's Day, Joe? Did you do stuff with your dad and your family? Did you kind of hang out?
No, we just kind of laid low.
Yeah?
Yep.
I figured you might be. Did you make the golf course at all this weekend? Or
nope.
Did you just stay glued to the TV?
No, the weather was.
It wasn't great.
It's kind of a joke.
Yeah. Wasn't great, no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, was it Friday night? Or was it Saturday? I think it was Saturday. Saturday night, we actually turned the fireplace on. Fired up the fireplace. Shouldn't say turned it on. It's not like we flipped the switch, but we actually fired up the fireplace. And I think it just took a picture of us just sitting there drinking a little bit, watching some of the U.S. Open, and basically saying, you know, June, you suck. It's like, you got to be kidding me, man. So it is supposed to get back into the 70s and mid-70s by the end of this week, at least in the Milwaukee 5-6 county area. Now, where it is that you're at, if you're on the upper portion or western portion of the state, maybe a little bit warmer, but finally supposed to start getting into warmer weather as the week draws on. It's been a weird year. I was talking to my buddy Scott down in Cincinnati, and they're all coming up on Friday because the Reds are in town, so they're coming up for that Cincinnati series next weekend at Miller Park. But they have gotten... There's something like 18 inches of rain above their norm, and we're in June. They got 5 inches of rain in like 14 hours over the weekend, and everything down there was flooded. I mean, the concert venue that we went to last week when we were down there for Luke Bryan is flooded again. You can't, because River Bend, for those that don't know, sits right on the river. I mean, it's right there, and it sits at flood stage of 52, and I think the Ohio River is like at 61 or 62. And the first 20 rows of seats are underwater, including the stage. It's crazy right now, the weather that's going on. So, I mean, I know there's global warming and people are freaking out and it's the end of the world kind of stuff. But nevertheless, it's just, all in all, it just kind of sucks right now. It just does. 855-830-8600. I'm sorry. I didn't not mean to say 8600. Give us a shout. We would love to hear from you. What was your weekend like? And when it comes to the Brewers and their weekend, are you feeling good? Or, like many of you, did you kind of tweet me and say, hey, they just missed a golden opportunity? They just missed a golden opportunity to kind of put a little distance between themselves and the Cubs, and it did not take advantage of it. And here's the other question, because as you sit here and start to watch Brewers baseball, yeah, they're playing a couple games above 500 since they started the season 8-2. But since then, they've been around a 500 team. Now, they are still on pace to win more than 90 games. So give me, because I got into this argument over the weekend. Some are saying, well, it's going to be 88, 89 games that's going to win the division. No, it's not. It's going to be 93, 94. That is going to be what wins the division. Do you disagree or agree? Because that's the other question. I mean, so you start to count down as the Brewers sit here today. And I just read off the standings, and they're 9 games over 500, sitting there right now with 40 wins, which they're eight wins behind the Dodgers in the West, and they're 2 wins behind the Braves in the East. So while they do have the third most wins in the National League, is it going to be 89, 90, 91? I'm saying 92 or 93 games, probably going to win this thing. And they got some hoofing to do to get there. 855-830-8648. We can talk about that, and we can talk about the standings. You're paying attention to what's going on. The Cubs right now only a game back. St. Louis 3.5. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati tied at 8, and they are not going away. They're pesky. They're just pesky ball clubs right now. I mean, Pittsburgh, though, I can't figure Pittsburgh out because why they are sitting there at 8 games back, I have no idea. They're negative 77 right now in the run differential column. Negative 77. That's crazy. That's crazy bad. And yet they're sitting there only 8 games back. That's because between Milwaukee and Chicago, they're not putting teams away. They're not running away with this thing. They're just kind of hanging around 500. And is that a bit concerning? 855-830-8648. Hey, if you're ready to go hog wild, maybe not over the Brewers, but maybe over something that's good for your grill. Cousin Subs, their famous Cubano, it's back with the new Wisconsin pork and Gouda. Try the Cubano with ham, Genoa salami, pulled pork, Swiss cheese, and a whole lot more. Or the Wisconsin pork and Gouda features pulled pork, bacon, Wisconsin smoked Gouda cheese, onions, mayo, and Dijon mustard. Order them online at CousinSubs.com. For a limited time only, don't forget about that. Delivery is now available at select locations. That is Cousin Subs. It's where they believe in better. They have the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Give me your thoughts on the Brewers right here, right now. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hot to fire.
Glad you are on board today talking to Brewers baseball. Coming up in the next hour, and I'm going to put it out there so you get a chance to kind of read it and go over it a little bit. But we're going to discuss. The other day when we were here, Michael Silver from NFL.com had put out a little snippet of Aaron Rodgers talking about the freedom at the line of scrimmage that he doesn't really want to shut off. And we thought, okay, here we go. All the Twitter world went crazy because everybody was worried about what Aaron Rodgers was thinking. And Michael Silver had promised the article to follow. Well, it's been released. So I'm going to tweet this thing out. You can take a look at it, and then we'll talk about it coming up in the next hour. So hang in there for that. Talking Brewers baseball right now, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So, look, the Brewers are a game up. The Brewers... the Brewers are a good baseball team. I don't know if they're running on the same mojo they had last year, but they're a good baseball team. They lead their division, third most wins in the National League. We went over all of that. But what is it going to take to win the division? Okay, when you look at the standings right now, you're seeing a team that's at 40 wins, third most wins in the National League. They're 9 games over 500. Things are seemingly pretty good. And if they can get a couple of wins in San Diego, maybe they get back the road trip that, because had they gotten one more game in San Francisco, you'd probably feel a little bit better about it. But the fact that they lost two, one being a heartbreaker, to a bad, bad San Francisco team, you kind of go, man, what the heck? This is like when they lost a couple to Miami. Now they go into San Diego, where San Diego and Colorado had just put up record number of runs. And again, when Miami had come into Miller Park, Miami was coming out of a series with San Diego, where San Diego was in Miami, were just hitting the hell out of the ball. And they ran into a buzzsaw against Miami, right? At Miller Park. So they salvaged the last game of that series. Then, now they're going to be heading into a series in which they lost 2 out of 3 to San Francisco. Now they're running into another offensive buzzsaw, or at least seemingly, in San Diego. And the pitching staff could possibly be under siege again. So the question is, if you can get a couple of wins and salvage this road trip, you get back home, you got Cincinnati coming up. Okay, maybe you get back on track, but did you miss a golden opportunity with the Cubs losing 3 out of 4 to the LA Dodgers to maybe gain a little additional ground? And in addition to that, at what point do you really start paying attention to the standings and you start counting it down? Because if it's going to be 92 or 93 wins, that means they have 53 wins to go. 53 wins from where they sit today. Is this Brewers team on that kind of a run? Or is this Brewers team more of a 500 team right now? They'll win a couple, they'll lose a couple, inexplicably lose to some bad teams, and then maybe they'll come back and pitch really well or play really well and then win a couple. It's just been that way for about a month now. They'll lose three, they'll win three. They'll lose three, they'll win three. They'll lose two, they'll win two. It's just, that's the way they've been playing baseball. So does this Brewers team kind of bouncing back and forth in that particular fashion, is this bothersome right now? Remember, they've won two out of their last five. You know, they lost that they split with Houston. They lost two out of three to San Francisco. They've won only two out of their last five. And now you go in and play a pretty good offensive team in San Diego who's starting to heat up and hit the ball. So are you a little bit concerned about where the standings are right now? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Tim is going to be joining us, so we hope to be talking to him about this exact same topic in the sense of where is his optimism right now. I was listening to Tim yesterday, as a matter of fact, when we were coming back from down in McGuanago on Father's Day, and a little fishing down there. And Tim's always optimistic, but I think he has some of the same concerns that we have. However, the fact that Travis Shaw starts to give you some good numbers, that Aguilar through the series started to hit the ball, maybe you start to look at it and say, okay, well, if these things can start to culminate and these guys start to hit to their potential, then offensively this team will be pretty much set. Now, the worry becomes, what are you going to do pitching staff-wise? Jimmy Nelson starts out solid, and then all of a sudden just he couldn't garner his control. That was off the charts. So your thoughts about this team and where they're at right now. And also, there are teams now out there looking around going, okay, pitching. The Yankees are looking for pitching. Everybody's looking for pitching right now. And you know the Yankees can outspend anybody. Hey, by the way, make this a summer to remember at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and Oconomowoc. There's rides, live entertainment, bike nights, barbecues, tons of fun. This is also the landing spot for our motorcycle ride benefiting the Fisher House, Wisconsin, coming up on Sunday, September 1st. Please come out and join us. And maybe this is a year for you to ride, maybe to get a new motorcycle, whether it's a new or pre-owned. They've got a huge selection out there and a terrific staff that really knows what it is they're talking about. They're going to help you find the bike that's just right for you and the bike you want. And sometimes those two don't always mesh. And while you're at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, check out the huge selection of motor clothes for both men and women. And it's fashionable stuff now. It's not just your big old baggy T-shirts anymore. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the latest. Go to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, located, by the way, just west of Milwaukee on 94. Take exit 282 to Highway 67, south in Oconomowoc. It's right there off the highway. You can't miss it. For inventory, events, all kinds of good stuff coming up. Check them out at WISHD.com. That is WISHD.com. 855-830-8648. Let's go to KJ in West Dallas. KJ, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Hope you had a great, happy Father's Day.
It was fantastic. Had a good day, no doubt.
Nice. Listen, with the Brewers, Bill, for me, I kind of feel like you find out what a team really is when they go out on the road, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. And for this team, they just can't – right now, they're just not on all cylinders. You know, you get a decent starting pitching performance out of one guy, then the bullpen lets them down. Then you get vice versa. You know, you got three guys carrying them right now offensively, you know, in Moustakas, Grandal, and of course Yelich, but the other guys are just spotty here and there. You know, you don't know what you're going to get out of those guys. But right now, you know, their weakness is starting pitching, I believe, as well as the bullpen. I mean, how many times do we have to see Alex Claudio in a game? Is it a prerequisite to see that guy in every game? I mean, it's like right. Every game he's in.
Well, he's your only left-hander, unfortunately. Other than Josh Hader.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
They got to find another left-hander starting pitching as well as the bullpen. But I thought that Council left Jimmy Nelson out there, hung him out to dry there with those three walks. He should have taken him out much earlier than that. I mean, you got to bring him along and give him baby steps right now. I mean, that was his, second start since being back?
Yeah.
And I just think he left them out there with those three walks, and then they were doomed after that. I mean, you got to send somebody out there to try and clean up that mess, and it wasn't really a good thing for him, confidence-wise, to let him stay out there after those three walks. He obviously lost it. So, you know, there's some things that need to be cleaned up, And, you know, now's the time. Somebody's going to go on a run of 10 to 12 straight games. And it could be the Cubs. I mean, so you got to definitely hold.
Even if they,
right now.
Even if the Brewers start and say they go 6-2 and then go, you know, 4-2 and, you know, get a good chunk of games of wins. Thanks for the phone call as always, because you're right. Somebody's eventually going to start to put some things together here. And you better hope it's the Brewers. Because, you know, like he said, there's a run out there. These teams can't keep bouncing at 500 and hope for the best. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do it, 855-830-8648. You can also, which I did not give you, you can get a hold of us on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels. Follow us there, @Bill_Michaels, @RadioJoeSports as well. Facebook, go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can always look for the blue check mark. Also, go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. And there's the radio.com app. Download it. Put it on your mobile device. Take us with you everywhere you go. Coming up next, we're going to talk exactly this with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show on our flagship station, 105.7 FM, The Fan out of Milwaukee. Going to get his thoughts because who's ready to really run away with this thing? Is there a team that's poised in the Central? Is it the Brewers? Is it the Cubs? Or is it somebody else? Is it the Cardinals ready to make a run? We got more coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are back, and we are even more glad that you are back. I'm Bill Michaels. This is the Bill Michaels Show. Radio Joe across from me. Twitter, @Bill_Michaels or @RadioJoeSports. Follow us there. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And coming up Wednesday night, you got Wednesday Night Live back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. Looking forward to it, heading out there on Wednesday night. Hopefully it just starts to get nice. I mean, it's been pretty good. You got Bella Kane coming up this week. Bella Kane will be there this Wednesday night. Always good, by the way. 6 o'clock, the gates open. 7 o'clock, the music starts. And can't wait to see you out there. It's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Talking some Brewers baseball. And Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Timmy, I had said over the weekend, I'm sitting there getting into these discussions about win totals, that it's going to take, in my guesstimation, 92, 93 wins to win the division. That would leave the Brewers with 53 wins to get. So at what point do you really start paying attention to these standings and that win total as it would creep up in that direction?
Pennant race. We're in the middle of one, Bill.
Yep.
I mean, it's really the way you got to look at it, and I think that's the way Craig Counsell looks at it. If you look at the win totals here thus far, I mean, the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets around that 35 win mark. Up from there, look at the Diamondbacks at 38. They're sitting right there. Cubs and Phillies at 39. Brewers obviously at 40. Braves at 41. And then, of course, the freight train out in L.A. quickly becoming a Dodger hater as well. It just looks too easy for them at times.
Right.
It does. And they're a good baseball team. But outside of that, we have yet to see the run, Bill. We really haven't. I heard you earlier talking about the games lost against the Marlins. Well, look what happened when they salvaged the final game. They went on to win the next three for a four-game winning streak. And so will that happen here in San Diego? I don't know, because San Diego just got out of a slugfest. And the Brewers' bats better hit some home runs here. They need the two- and three-run homers in this series to come out of there. They still have a chance here on the eight-gamer. To come out at 4-4 by taking the series, but you take it one at a time. But you're in a pennant race as we speak.
I guess, as Craig Counsell put it yesterday, the bright spots coming out of the series was Aguilar's back seemingly on track. He's starting to hit the ball, and he's out over 200 now. Travis Shaw with a bomb as well, and he seems to be hitting the ball a little bit better. You still got Yasmani Grandal still stroking it. I mean, there's some good things. I guess the bad would be that Jimmy went, you know, a few innings before his control completely fell apart, and the fact that you lose the first two games, the second one being in heartbreaking fashion, not the best way to go. So depending on what side of the clouds you want to lean will depend on where you find your silver lining.
Yeah, and really that first base position has been discussed a ton this year. And when you look at all the options that they've got now, now you get Grandal spiked into that situation. You heard Craig Counsell over the weekend talk about, hey, yeah, we're going to be facing a lot of lefties. It's a good chance to get Grandal in there, keep him in the lineup, have him play first base. So you've got potentially Zeus, Thames, possibly Shaw, Grandal, possibly Braun, all sort of decisions that can come up as we move along here. And it's all in an effort. Honestly, Bill, Keston Hira, it's not long. It can't be much longer. We see a little, as you mentioned, Zeus starting to swing a little bit better. Thames is probably the most productive over there. And then I was really impressed with Travis Shaw yesterday in the game. If you look at his at-bat after the Thames homer, he was down 0-2, fought off some pitches, didn't look lost, and that's the thing, and he jabbed a base hit to left. He had a couple of base hits the opposite way. So you do have light at the end of the tunnel with some of these guys, but a lot of choices too.
Let me ask you this about the pitching, because I'm watching not necessarily the Brewers, but just about every other team be thrown into, we need starting pitching, we need left-handed relievers. Did the Brewers make a mistake by not getting somebody prior, because it certainly seems like the price is going to be high here at the trade deadline?
Well, we saw what happened over the weekend when Will Smith got in the game. So you knew you were behind the eight ball when the other guy's closer is there. Now slide Josh Hader back up, and then people play different against you. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, or we saw, as I said, Will Smith. But now Kirby Yates is a guy you've got to beat to the finish line. You got to have that leader. It's going to be done over the weekend. So my estimation, maybe. And we'll see how Gio pops back here. And a big part of this is Chacin tonight. But it's tough to say it's a mistake quite yet, but it's leaning that way. And I think it's more of a mistake after you had the injuries to Knebel and Jeffress not to fix that right away.
Hey, Tim, I wanted to ask you, when you talked about the first base position, is there a move there? I mean, is this good that you start to see Eric Thames put some numbers up? Is he then, in your estimation, a trade possibility? Do you put that together, Jesus? Or if indeed you're going to say we're going to try to fix this thing and Keston Hira is our future, do you start to look in a different direction?
It's the big question. It's one of the big questions. And Thames, boy, he looks really good in a pennant race off the bench, left-handed with pop. And he does a spot start here and there. A little bit of versatility, although sort of a trip to Hollywood in the outfield defensively. But I don't know. I'm starting to like that side of things if Zeus off the bench. You remember what Zeus did last year, man, fouling off two-strike pitches. Deep counts, way deep counts, a lot of two-strike RBIs. He's another guy. Boy, wouldn't you like to have him in a pennant race at that level, however, and that's a big caveat. Coming off the bench, right-handed guy with pop, and he'll fight you 10, 11 pitches deep. So I like those options again, but I don't know if there's an easy solution. We might be seeing the solution now. It's just an absolute platoon. Now we might have a three-man platoon in Zeus, Thames, and Grandal.
And now we get Yulish Chacin back. Looks like he's going to start come today. And how big of a start is this for him?
Man.
Because if he comes back and pitches really well and he goes back to being Yulish Chacin, that takes a whole lot of pressure off of that rotation.
Oh, is it a big start for Yolis? Yeah, it is. And Yolis, do your Chase Anderson impersonation, please. And what I mean by that is keep your team in a ball game.
Yeah.
That's the main thing for Yolis right here as he builds toward the end of the season. It takes a different perspective to look at a team when Chacin could or should or would or will do what he did last year down the stretch, Bill. I mean, that will look at this rotation entirely different if Chacin gets back on track. He is imperative, man. If he does, now it's Woody and Davies and Chacin. I like those chances.
You know what? When you talk about Davies and Woodruff, I'll tell you what, you can talk about some unsung heroes. These guys, we knew they had the potential to be good. But to come in and kind of fill the bill when you are really, you're kind of just treading water as a starting rotation, that you talk about a breath of fresh air, man.
Oh,
you just,
man.
You think where you'd be if those two guys didn't hold off.
That's the scary part. Think about that.
Yep.
Woody was still, you know, cutting his teeth, and we got maturation issues and Corbin Burns infections or whatever it is. Could you imagine? I mean, I thought about that yesterday, and
yeah,
don't like to talk too much about that side of the what ifs, but boy, what if? Those are the surprises that Craig Counsell expects every year. And he says they're coming. He just doesn't know in what form.
What do you think, and this is one thing I did hear in regards to the Brewers making a trade, what would you think Eric Thames would bring on the market right now? Because he's sitting at 258. He finally got the double-digit home run. So he's had only 151 at-bats. So do you think that he is valued a lot higher at this point, and he then could be an American League chip to maybe get you a left-handed arm as a DH?
Do you want to, as I said, off the bench, you would lose that left-handed pop off the bench. And what would it get in return? That's obviously the question. Would it get you a prospect to kind of replenish a little bit? Would it get you an arm? It might get you a reliever in that middle range.
I'm thinking to get you a good left-handed reliever if you have to put a prospect with it.
If you add to it, yeah, if you bundle up and tack on. I wouldn't mind that either, but hell, they may need him at this point.
Yeah.
You know, if Zeus isn't going to get his stuff together and Shaw doesn't get going to allow some further opportunity, they might need Eric Thames on a daily basis. In my opinion right now, Eric Thames should be playing every day. Lefty, lefty, it doesn't matter. I'd give him a roll.
Would you put Hernan Perez out there more often?
Nope. Super sub, man. He's doing his job. That dude is awesome.
When he's had an opportunity to be a starter, it hasn't worked out real well.
Not really when he gets extended playing time, and I think he's fallen into that role that's very difficult in baseball. And I just was reading, I'm sure you saw that same article, about him possibly, you know, being a coach and wanting to be a manager. He made a couple of plays over the weekend, Bill, that Lorenzo Cain-like in terms of baseball intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were amazing.
Covering first base. Covering first base when the pitcher did not, and having the foresight to see that was that. Now, granted, it doesn't always turn out perfectly, but this was a guy that thought, I need to go to that area because the pitcher didn't cover first base.
3-6-4 double plays when it wasn't a bunt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's twice in the same series. That was amazing. So, yeah, no, I'd keep. I like Benny Gamel and HP off the bench. I think they're in good shape there.
Yeah, I'm liking that situation. I guess, Tim, what I'm saying is I wish that you could get Jesus off the schneid and not have to worry about this. So you have an expendable piece that's a proven commodity that maybe can garner you a little bit more in the trade market. Because we all know what this team needs if they're going to make the legitimate run and get to the postseason and go beyond. They have to have more pitching.
They do. They have to have better pitching, and whether that comes from internal or external, and there's a piece moved, it really kind of sucks that the options can help you big time in a season, and the options for a player or the lack thereof can really hurt you, and that's where they're hurting the Brewers right now.
Hey, question before I let you go: who's more of a threat right now, in your opinion, the Cardinals, who are starting to kind of heat up a little bit, or is it the Cubs still?
Well, I for sure the Cubs, but the Cards can't rule them out. They're right there, 35. They have a good week and a half or so. They're right in the thick of things. This is we're mid-June here, and we're in a pennant race. And I heard you talk about, you know, comparing last year to this year. Guys, there's new stories. This is new things. Just enjoy it, man. It's a pennant race right in the dead of June. And the weather's going to heat up, tailgating gets going, Summerfest, festivals all over the joint. And this is a pennant race, man. Enjoy it for what it is this year. Hey, we're Brewers fans.
Yep.
We're really all told in 50 years.
And we're in it.
This.
And we're in it. I agree, man.
Legitimately, we didn't win 8 in a row to get 3.5 out of first.
Right.
I mean, this is like right in it from the start. It's cool.
Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
All right, Bill, thanks.
All right, buddy. See ya. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, and they will treat you fair. That's the way they do it. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE if you're looking for a new job, maybe just a new team, or your first one. Give them a shot. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Chris in Minnesota will be first out of the chute when we come back, and we got a lot more to talk about. Stay tuned. More after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you were on board today. Hey, don't forget our Fisher House Wisconsin ride. It's the 12th annual Big Units Poker Run. You can find it on Facebook at Big Unit Poker Ride. Coming up on Sunday, September 1st. Registration is open. Pre-registration is open. That is the only way to get the commemorative gear. And because once pre-reg is closed, you don't get it. You get it by ordering. So if you're going to get it, and many of you do each and every year, you got to go there and check it out. Go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find all the links right there. Just search on Facebook, Big Units Poker Ride, and you can check it out. But we're going to have a good time, and it's brought to you by a lot of great people, a lot of great sponsors. I'll get back into that coming up here shortly. Real quick, Chris is in Minnesota. Been on hold a while. Chris, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Good.
What's happening?
I think the Brewers need to be 93 to 95 wins with the Cubs and the Cardinals surging behind us.
You think 95 wins would be the high watermark, huh?
Yes. We got to find some pitching, though. We need another starter to get us at least three deep consistently.
That'll be the question that everybody – because I don't think they're going to get two. I don't think they're going to get two or three guys. I think they're going to get one pitcher. And is it going to be a reliever that's a lefty out of the pen, or is it going to be a starter? Because I think they're hoping for Gio to come back and for Jimmy to be good and Yulise to be good, and that maybe cures some of that long-term ill effect that they don't have right now in the pen. But I still think they need another lefty in the pen. I would probably assume they're going to go after a lefty in the pen before they go after a starter. That's just my thoughts.
Yeah, the price for a starter may be too high.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging on for so long, listening to us in Minnesota on the run. And I always appreciate you when you listen to us on the radio.com app. Thanks, Chris. Eric Thames over the weekend said, hey, look, I was finally able to find the barrel of the bat.
I feel like that was all luck. I mean, he actually made a pretty good pitch, slider down and in. I was able to find a barrel somehow, and it was hook and foul, and then all of a sudden the wind started blowing. It kept it straight, so I was all smiles. It's funny, like, the wind here is insane. Like, you saw the fly balls and the pop-ups, but it worked out in that at-bat, so I'm all smiles.
He's all smiles. Don't forget, you had that really weird circumstance. It was Christian Yelich bounced one through the gate. Talk about an absolutely picture-perfect hit to actually hop up and pop between those two gates like that. Eric Thames, though, said, hey, look, I felt like I had enough just to get a ball out of the ballpark.
The wind blows out during the day a little bit, but it's a short porch and right, so I feel like I got enough to get it out, but it's a matter of it staying fair.
And in addition to that, the Giants, for as much as I said, look, I wish they would have taken 3 out of 3, and I do. I think the Giants are not a good team. It still says, Eric Thames, you can't sleep on them.
The Giants are pesky, man. Like, they don't give up. They work their walks. They get on base, doubles, triples, you name it. So you can't ever really sleep on them, at least the last, like, 2 or 3 days. So, yeah, it was a little bit – all of our hearts were racing, but Albers came in and shut the door.
Albers comes in and shut the door, and he got – the much needed win. And in addition to that, Craig Counsell to walk out of the inning with the lead, job well done by Matt Albers.
Well, I mean, those are tough spots, you know, for sure. It's a tough spot to come in the game. We had the same spot yesterday in the game to hold the team to one run there and preserve the lead, really. To walk out of that inning with the lead still was a job well done.
In addition to that, Craig Counsell also said, hey, the bullpen, that was a good game today. Nice job by the pen.
I mean, our bullpen had a great day today. They really did. I mean, 5 scoreless innings, really good stuff. That was a game. The bullpen today was the game for sure, and they did a nice job.
Huge for the pen to actually come in and get them that win. Both Aguilar and Shaw finally starting maybe just bouncing out of this thing.
I mean, Jesus was probably the one that made me smile. You know, it's he's been scuffling and struggling and trying to stick to it. And I would say Travis Shaw had a really nice day too, swinging the bat, two line drives the other way. So both those guys, two guys that have had a challenging season, and I thought had very nice days today.
So that's Craig Counsell, Eric Thames talking after the game. So Aaron Rodgers, highly comfortable in the Mike McCarthy era and scheme. Okay. He's now facing a new system. He's now facing a new reality. As Michael Silver had put it last week when he allowed that snippet to come out, Aaron Rodgers kind of saying, hey, look, 11 years. I've been doing this for 11 years. I've been diagnosing things at the line of scrimmage. And look, I don't want to be the the humble bragger here, but this is a fact. I'm pretty smart. I'm smarter than your average bear here, okay? So I don't want to just say I'm going to be a robot at the line of scrimmage and I'm going to take all the pressure off myself. I'm just going to go out and run the damn play. I don't want to do that. Meanwhile, Matt LaFleur, in the article, in case you haven't read it, the Michael Silver piece came out just a little while ago. We wanted to give you a little bit of a time to absorb it. I tweeted it out on Twitter. He says, hey, look, you know, this system, it's tough because it doesn't allow. It's not that the system, I will not allow Aaron to change it. It's that the personnel and the movement doesn't allow you to just kind of be free-spirited. You come to the line with a couple of different plays. It's either pick A or B. There's not a whole lot of room for C. And Aaron is saying, look, some of these plays, while they do have answers, as Matt LaFleur put it, they may not have good answers. I may have the answer here. So have you read the article? We'll talk about it when we come back, because for everything that was made of this, I'm here to tell you why you're wrong. Don't have angst about it. Just hang in there. I'll tell you what I'm talking about coming up next. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.